The Theory of Reciprocation. My love of fruit is serious. Give me an apple and I'm a happy man. This isn't big news or well-known fact and has absolutely nothing to do with marketing. But something happened yesterday and it blew my schedule of planned content clean out the window. I finished my day at work and drove home. Now, as sometimes happens with the commute, there was traffic, a lot of it. An extra hour in the car took its toll on my body. Hunger, thirst, and a mouth of dust. I got home safe and sound, parked up, and went straight out to buy something to eat, when something unexpected happened. The assistant from the local grocery was offering passers-by free bags of grapes. He had a crowd around him, talking and eating the freebies. And then, about 75% of the people walked into his store, and the other 25% were frowned out by the crowd. Now I accepted the offering and he nodded inside, come take a look. Before I knew it, I was in the shop. And just like everyone else, I was buying stuff. I walked out of the shop £5.20 lighter. And even though it was more expensive than the supermarket that I was actually walking towards, it derailed my plan and I had dinner of purely fruit that night. I was happy. Why? Whilst eating my fruit salad dinner, I considered the steps I'd taken on my journey from innocent passerby to customer. A series of questions kept coming up. I didn't want grapes, so why did I stop? Why did we frown at the people who didn't enter the shop? Why did I go inside when I was going to the supermarket? Why did I buy fruit when I wanted a meal? Why was I happy with my purchase when I clearly hadn't snagged a bargain? The answer to all of these questions, reciprocation. The principle of reciprocation relies on the human inclination to give something back when something is received. Applied to my experience, the greengrocer gave out his grapes that he wouldn't be able to sell the next day anyway. People took them and wanted to give something back, so they bought from his store. Think about the last time you held a party. Did you invite somebody because they'd invited you to their last gathering? That's reciprocation working at its finest. The answers. Now we know that reciprocation was behind his success, let's take a look at the reason, courtesy of my five earlier questions. I didn't want grapes, so why did I stop? Before I was able to feel the need to reciprocate, I had to receive something. Even though I didn't want grapes, the crowd, the flurry of activity, and the buzz of free stuff grabbed my attention. People love free stuff because it provides no risk and demands zero effort in exchange. If the man had stood outside his store offering those grapes for, say, 20 pence, I wouldn't have taken them. I was a victim of the power of free. Why did we frown at the people who didn't enter the shop? Our psychology is turned to reciprocate. Even though the man wasn't offering free grapes in exchange for a purchase, people felt like they owed him something, and those that didn't reciprocate were perceived as rude. In fact, people that don't reciprocate are considered users, takers, lazies, ignorant, and often uneducated. They hadn't broken any rules, stolen, or intended to offend anybody. But we all frowned because they'd broken their social obligation to reciprocate. Think about people on social benefits. People assume they're users because they're getting money for free, when really their lives are often much more complicated than we know. Why did I go inside when I was going to the supermarket? The answer to this one lies in one very polite request. Come take a look. He said it to the people before me and those that followed. I could have turned it down like the 25% who walked away, but I didn't. Because his call to action came at the perfect moment. He was at the peak of his powers. I'd just picked up my delicious looking free grapes and had framed him as kind of a generous man who wasn't demanding anything in return. Psychology insisted that I entered. Why did I buy fruit when I wanted a meal? All the previous steps led up to this point, and I'd been primed to buy. There was no way that I was walking out of that shop empty-handed. I wanted to reciprocate. I didn't need or have or feel obligated to. The principle of reciprocation made me want to buy. Fruit wasn't an ideal dinner, but in that moment, it didn't matter. In fact, I completely forgot about buying a meal and instead had an internal debate about what product was best to buy and ended up buying them all. Why was I happy with my purchase when I clearly hadn't snagged a bargain? I walked home with two bags of fruit that I probably could have bought for two-thirds of the price at the supermarket. But I was elated because I'd reciprocated. I'd become equal with the kind of man who was offering free grapes to passers-by, entering into an exchange with an awesome guy, or at least positioned as one, made me feel awesome too. And that feeling will make me buy there again. Go get the reciprocation factor. You don't have to sell fruit for reciprocation to take effect. There are a ton of different ways that you can use it, and barely any of them involve giving stuff away for free. Most of them won't cost you a thing except a little time. And if you aren't prepared to put that in, you should save us all the hassle and stop trading now. We'll be back soon with a bag full of reciprocation strategies and techniques alongside a few really cool case studies. But in the meantime, keep a lookout for businesses trying to induce that reciprocity factor. And I'll try to get through all of this fruit. What did you think of the principle of reciprocation? Have you had a similar experience to us? Leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has stopped losing all his money on horse racing. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.